Dig into the photo archives around Kokomo, Indiana, and you're bound to find plenty of pictures, commonplace in the 1880s, but quite remarkable today. Pictures of torches illuminating city streets, ball fields, and more. The torches aren't the story, though. It's the way they are being fueled. That story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, a glass chemist and entrepreneur, Charles Henry, was looking for a place to build a factory to manufacture opalescent glass for Louis Comfort Tiffany. Kokomo, Indiana, had something he was looking for.
He heard about the Indiana gas boom. The boom was brought about by a very shallow gas field that covered pretty much the whole northern half of the state.
Jeff Shaw says the gas field was so large and shallow that amazing scenes could be found in the area.
You could literally take a pipe, beat it into the ground, light it, and have a street light, or you could light up a baseball game if you were playing late at night.
That gas was also a major draw for glass manufacturers who needed to heat furnaces to make their product.
At the time, all the local towns were competing with each other to attract these glass companies that were pouring in. To entice Henry, the city of Kokomo gave him this property. So we're still on the same property, using the same buildings.
Some of the buildings at Kokomo Opalescent Glass date to 1888. The glass became popular as Tiffany began to design stained glass masterpieces, and the folks here in Kokomo were his major supplier, as well as working on many other projects.
We were the original mass producer of opalescent glass. Tiffany invented it. He was the first to manufacture it, but we were really the first to produce it on any scale. We were also the first stained glass manufacturer west of the Appalachians.
You can come here and see the process yet today, and this glass is literally shipped around the world. In fact, you've probably seen it. I'll tell you where next time as we travel the countryside. In Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.